Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Journey to My Deen podcast. If you are a new listener, welcome, and if you are a returning listener, welcome back to the podcast. It has been a long minute. I haven't picked up the microphone since August, I think. It's been a while, honestly, and I'm not gonna lie, guys, I've been super busy. Wallahi, I've been so busy. I've been hanging around too many Arabs. I promise it's not about racism. I just have. And you know, if you have Arab friends, they say wallah. So wallah, I've been so busy. And it's just been school. It's been life. It's just been me procrastinating, picking up the mic because I literally didn't know what I wanted to talk about. Honestly, generally, I had no content idea. I'm in a rut. I'm in a point in my podcast life where I just have nothing to say, you know? And that's really bad for a podcaster. You should always have something to say, even if it's just out of the bat. And then because of me feeling lazy and not giving myself a schedule on when to actually record a podcast to push it out for you guys to listen to it, it made me feel like I can just take so many off days and not actually put in the work and effort that needed to be put into my podcast. But alhamdulillah, I'm back. I missed the podcast so much because I have so much to say. At the same time, I have not as much things to say. But I'm really glad to be back, to be talking on the microphone, because I miss talking to someone. I miss you guys so much. Like, having a space where you can talk and creatively have people listen to your banters and them actually having something in common with you is so amazing. And I miss that space. And this podcast is the space that I missed, and it's my baby. And I have neglected and I have taken advantage of my baby for too long. And now I'm back, hopefully, for the foreseeable future. If not, then you just gotta take what you get and we'll see where we run from there. So welcome back. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been so long. And as I said before, I did miss you guys, but I have been busy with school, with personal life, with family, friends. And it's the older you get, the more responsibility you have. That's so disgusting to say, but it's the truth. There's more responsibility, there's more burden, and there's more like headaches everywhere you go. Everywhere you turn, there's a new headache, and it's actually traumatizing. But you know what? We're gonna move on, because as an adult or as a growing up adult, we don't have time to be wasting on meaningless headaches. We just have to swallow the headache and move on, honestly, because if we don't, then it's just gonna keep piling up. And I just realized that workload piled up as a kid and workload piled up as an adult is like two completely different things. You cannot let your workload pile up for more than a day. If you do as an adult, it's like you can never get rid of it. But as a kid, you can just relax for a week and two and come back fresh, and it's like you didn't even miss anything. But as an adult, miss one day and you go back and it's like you missed a whole decade full of work. It's so annoying. But I'm not here to rant about how much my life has been a turmoil, or how much school has turned me upside down, or how much I've been an emotional wreck and I just want to jump off of the largest building in my university campus. But I can't do that because that would be a potential lawsuit from my mom, I guess. I think, look it up for me, lawyers out there. Whoever's a lawyer listening to this, I want to know, is that gonna do any potential damage to my family when I'm gone? I'm just asking. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just saying, before I go forward, suicide is very, very real. It is a real thing, and people do actually commit suicide. I was joking when I said that, but it is actually real, so we should take it very, very seriously. It's actually no joking matter. But I have resumed school for quite a while now. I'm actually done with the first half of school and I'm about to enter the second half. What do you mean about to? I've been in the second half. The second half has been in me. I've been doing this. It's been like 2 weeks since we've been in the second half. I've started my second midterms. Yes, yes, we have two midterms. Don't get me started on that one. But we do have second midterms and I just finished one today. Alhamdulillah, it went well, surprisingly, honestly. For math, it went well. But alhamdulillah, we're going to see what the rest of the midterms have in store for us. And then we'll judge how we're feeling after the midterms. And then we'll go to finals and then we're done. And then we're in winter break and then we start spring. Okay, you know what? I'm spiraling. I'm like literally spiraling. I should just shut up. But I wanted to talk about university and the pressures and how I have been experiencing it and what I've been doing and all that, so that if there's anyone listening to this, they can relate or they cannot relate, or they just want to find something to listen to that gives them comfort in knowing that their world that is upside down or isn't structured or has faults in it, you're not alone in this. There are actually people, a lot of people out there who are struggling. So this podcast is dedicated to people who are like me. You are not alone in your struggles, I promise you. Even if you're worse than me or you're better, you are not alone. There are actually people out there who are going through a lot. Even your everyday people that you see smiling or frowning or have that horrible resting bee face, they actually do have emotions and they're going through it. And I want you to know that you're not alone. And I'm here. I'm also very much going through it. And you're heard and you're seen. And the reason why I thought about doing this is because I was literally sitting down on my bed scrolling through TikTok. These days, it's been really depressing going through TikTok. Even though you're trying your best to go through the comedy side of TikTok, it's like, or Instagram Reels, you see a lot of people, women, men, and all the nations that are at war, and you're seeing all these things, and it's so not easy to see them. And then you still see students struggling with their coursework, or people struggling with their bodies, insecurities, or mental health, and it's like, give us a damn break. It's just an everyday thing. It keeps going on and on and on, and it just does not want to end. So I wanted to sit down and talk about it. Let me talk about my issues, not about the world's issues for now. We're just going to put that on the back burner. But let me talk about my issues. Let me talk about what I've been going through. Let me talk about what I've been seeing and my perspective on every single thing that I've seen, on everything that I felt, and everything that I feel like I have done that has brought me out of the little flunk, like little funk that I've been going through. So since the beginning of the semester that has started, summer started, I've been feeling all sorts of emotions, like all sorts of, like, since I turned 21, I just started to feel this very sinking realization that I'm getting older and age is not stopping. It just keeps going and going and going. And instead of sitting down and dwelling on the things that I haven't accomplished, I just need to sit down and actually think about things that I can control now and things that I should do to make me get to the point where I should accomplish these goals. And once I thought about that, my whole perspective on the whole age thing changed. I mean, I still feel like an old bag. Don't get me wrong. I still feel like the old person in the club. No, not in the club. Nobody goes in the club. But in school, even though there are people much older than me here to rest. But I thought about it and I was like, the reason why I'm feeling this way is because I'm thinking about things that are not in my control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only person who knows what is written for us in our future, and we are in charge of the steering wheel, but He ultimately designs the destination and the map, and we have the choice to either take His path or we take the path that we lay out for ourselves. And it is known, it's a known fact that Allah's plan is always, always better than our plans. Even though we feel that, oh, we designed the plans, we know better, the plans look so much better because we designed them, or we want to take this. It's never going to be like that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us all, and He knows the best path for us all. So For me, I had to really sit down and think about that. When we say Alhamdulillah and Inshallah, satisfaction and Inshallah means whatever Allah wills, if Allah wills it, it's a sinking feeling that I don't think we all think about it when we say it. We only say it in the heat of the moment when we feel like things are getting so pressure on our heads, but do we actually believe in Inshallah? And it's an everyday thought, because my friend brought this up to me one time in Ramadan when I was going through it with studies, and she was telling me that when you're saying Inshallah, do you actually mean it, or do you just say it because it's like a word that you can hold on to? It's the only word that gives you hope. And I realized that as much as sometimes I say Inshallah and I do not believe it, Inshallah is a word that we all use because we all believe in Inshallah, and we all believe that this is our hope and this is our last resort. So even if it's not at the top of our heads, somewhere deep down in our hearts, we do believe in Inshallah, and we do believe that Allah has us and He has our backs, and He knows what is best because He has written everything for us. He created us and He gave us the will, and He gave us this beautiful life to control for ourselves, but He also wrote it for us. So to think about that, at that time I was like, wow, that is so beautiful, and that is something that I should actually treasure and try not to forget, because it's so easy to forget all the time. So after I got over the funk of like, oh my god, I'm 21, I'm the oldest bag in here, I started doing the 75-day challenge. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be like all these basic girls out there who wanted to get skinny. And like, I'm talking like I wasn't appreciating my body, I wasn't appreciating my health and all that. I mean, all of us can do way better in everything we do in life. In our studies, in our deen, in our health, we can do way better. We are not at our full potential that we unlock for ourselves. Because the moment that you feel you're comfortable and you put it in the back of your mind that you are at your full potential and you can't do anything more, there is still more work to be done. Trust me. You are not at your full potential. The moment you start putting that mindset at the back of your mind that, oh my God, I have reached my full potential, you have not. You have only started, and you need to hit more. I realize that when you have that mindset of, oh my God, I've done it, that's when you start getting into your own way. That is your biggest enemy. That word, I have made it. I have done it. I have finally reached my goal. You have never reached your goal. Honestly, let's be very honest with ourselves. The day that you say you reached your goals is the day you die on that deathbed. That is the day you have reached your goal. Your goal ultimately is going to be to die. I'm sorry. I don't know if no one has ever thought about this, but at the end of the day, we're all going to die. And everything that we've done, you think it's in vain, but it's not actually in vain. It is how we survive. It is what we do and the things that we decide to do every single day that gives us the will and the drive to survive and to live until we're ultimately meant to leave this world and die. So, honestly, putting it in the back of your mind that you can do better even though you've won. I'm not telling you that when you've reached milestones in your journey, whether it is in your deen, in your weight loss, anything you've done in education, anything, you are to celebrate that. Of course you are. Why wouldn't you celebrate that? Without a little celebration in your life, it's not going to make it fun. It's not going to make it worth doing all this. All the hardness of dieting, of praying, without seeing the reward, it's not going to be fun. But at the same time, you should not put it in the back of your mind that your work is done, because your work is not done. In the deen, when you're praying constantly all the time for something, when you're praying for a husband, when you're praying for a successful result, when you're praying for something, a resolution or something, when you finally get it, you're gonna be happy. That's the success. But there's always still work to be done. That's the thing. So never feel like you're done, because you're never done. And I'm sorry to put a damper in you. I had to realize this, that the work is never done. There is never a day in your life where you're not going to be doing something. You're not going to be fighting something to do, because that's what makes you human. We were not created for the purpose of sleeping, solely for sleeping. Sleeping is to give you energy. Eating is to fuel you so that you can be on a go, 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 go. You need to get up and actually do something that gives you purpose in your life. Like people who do education, doctors, you think they want to be on their feet doing surgery, doing this, but that is what gives them purpose. Businessmen, actors, musicians, all these people, you think they want to be doing this for people who are selfish? For people who don't actually appreciate them, for people, if they hear even one word, they're gonna be so rude about it and take it and make it into something else. No, but they do it because this is what gives them happiness, and this is what gives them drive, and this is what gives them purpose, and this is what gives them contentment. And that is our purpose as a human race, if you think about it in a more deeper level. So once I started to realize that, and I gave myself this thing in my mind, I'm like, okay, you're going to do the 75-day hard challenge. In the beginning, of course, I thought that I'm not going to eat carbs. I'm just going to eat strict protein. I'm going to become skinny. I'm going to become tiny. I'm just going to do this. Of course, I want to be the best version of myself. Of course, we all want to be. That's the goal, ultimately. But putting this toxic mindset in your mind that this is the idealistic body that you want is so bad for your mental health. Because at the end of the day, what I would do to get to that body and the way that I would get there is going to be so bad for me. Because when I ultimately do get there, then I wouldn't be happy. My mental health wrecked. The dream body I want, I can't have fun by eating the things I want to eat, because in the back of my mind, I'm punishing myself. I would be punishing myself. That is how people do get eating disorders. EDs are very real, and people do get them because of this. Because you want to punish yourself by telling yourself the food is a punishment. Food was given to us as a gift. Now, how you choose to consume that food is your decision. Do not blame food for the way you choose to consume it. When you over consume food and you're like, oh my god, food is bad. French fries, fried chicken, burger is not bad, but if they're fast food, of course, like every single food in the world, if you over consume something, of course it's going to be bad for you. It is your decision into what you're putting into your body. I don't know why health people are putting this negative, like a lot of health people are putting this negative mindset onto people, telling them that what you put in your body is bad for you. This is, of course, what you put in your body, you should be considerate about it. You don't eat pizza every single day, but they should say how you choose to consume this food is gonna impact your life. If you choose today that you're gonna have French fries for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, know that this is what is gonna happen to you. But if you choose to have, I don't know, a high protein breakfast, eggs, some sort of fruit, and maybe a piece of toast, this is what is gonna happen. If you choose for lunch that you don't want to have anything but French fries, good and fine, have your damn French fries. If you choose for dinner you want to have a chicken breast and broccolini, this is what is gonna impact on your life. You have chosen that this is what you want to consume, and these are what is gonna, this is the things that are gonna impact you when you consume them. And that is exactly what I want to hear when I'm hearing someone talking about food, not someone telling me that if you consume pizza even one time, you're going to blow up like a puffer fish. That is not what a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old wants to hear, because even 10-year-olds watch these things and they're consuming them. And when they consume them, they become so insecure about the things they put in their body that they don't even want to eat. So you find 10-year-old girls who are looking at their body, and even if they see an inch or a half gone on like their waist, they're gonna start losing their minds, and they're gonna look for things that are bad for them, and they're gonna try and make it feel like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I'm losing this, I'm gaining this, I'm doing that. No, you're 10 years old, you should not be focusing on that. Focus on your childhood and focus on what makes you happy. So once I got out of the mindset that this is not what I wanted for myself and this is not what I wanted, I repurposed the 75-day hard challenge for myself. I'm not gonna lie, I'm no saint. I'm a student, and with being a student, I don't always have the time to be eating like 100% clean, good home-cooked meals because it's hard out here, okay? I can't be going to class and coming back late, and then I'm tired, my body's aching, and then you expect me to go into the kitchen and be cutting onions? I'm nobody's slave, even though I'm cooking for myself. I just don't have the energy sometimes, so once in a while, I do go to cafeteria and I do eat. I try my best to be healthy, and if I don't, then it's just one day. One day isn't going to damper your progress. I still get back on track. I still go to the gym. I still try my best to hit those step goals, to hit my protein goals. And it just makes me so happy when I do see progress. But let's talk about when you don't see progress. When you do not progress in life and you're stuck in a rut. I have gotten to the point in my life where I am so stuck and I do not know what I want to do. I don't know where to go because I feel like everywhere I turn, the corners are just stuck. I could push them, but now I can't push them anymore because I'm so tired and I'm feeling stuck and I feel like no one is hearing me out, and it just makes me feel like there is nothing that I can do to make the situation feel any better. But that is not true. I woke up one day and just randomly at night, I one day woke up and I wasn't thinking of praying to Hajjud, but I just got up out of my body woke me up, and I saw that it was like an hour before Fajr, and I was like, perfect time. Let me get up and just go pray to Hajjud. And mind you, me and the devil were playing bargain, because in my mind I was like, girl, just go back to sleep. But then my body was like, girl, my heart was like, girl, go pray. And my mind was like, no, go back to sleep. My heart was like, go pray. Guess who won? My heart, obviously. And when I got up and I prayed to Hajjud, I felt this clarity and happiness in my mind, in my heart. And it felt so good to actually worship and talk to my Lord and tell him my problems, tell him my issues. And when I actually got to the prayer mat, I just couldn't even talk. Like, I felt like I knew what I wanted to say, but at the same time, I had felt so much block that I just didn't know what to say, and I just didn't know how to approach the situation. And it felt like I was stuck. But alhamdulillah, like, our Lord is the best. Ya Rab, he's the best, and he knows what is best for us, and he knows what's in our hearts, and he knows that this is what we want, desire, and he knows the best for us. And I prayed about it. I'm not going to say 100% I'm not crazy, because I am crazy, but I can say that I have found inner peace in silence now. Before, I used to be so scared of the silence, because when I was younger, that is all I ever got, silence, because I didn't really have a lot of trustworthy close friends when I was growing up, and most of my childhood was spent in silence. And now that I'm older and I do have people around me and I have noise around me, I realize that I want silence. I just want quiet, please, thank you very much. And I want to be able to hear myself think, to understand my feelings and to process them in a very smart, particular way that I know myself now. Because as you grow older, you do change and you form new habits and you become a new person. And the person that I was last year and the person that I am now is so completely different, because the person I was last year couldn't even stand the silence. She would do anything to get away from the silence, but now I run for the silence. I want the silence because that is the only time I have to see clearly and to clearly envision what I want for myself in the future and for now as well. So, of course, there are going to be some times where you're going to need to shut people out. You're going to need to make them feel like they're unimportant in your life, because you're gonna be selfish. You will be selfish, and you need to be selfish because you need to progress. And this isn't just for you, this is for everyone. Even the friends that you have, there will be a point in their lives where they need to be selfish and they will block you out, and that is completely fine. As we grow older, we realize that our priority changes. We're gonna grow older, we're gonna have jobs, we're gonna have husbands, wives, we're gonna have kids, we're gonna be members of the society paying tax. Ugh, that sounds so gross saying, but we are gonna be paying tax. And when we get to that point, all this doesn't matter, honestly. It's just all the shenanigans that we're doing is just because we're in college and we're in university, we're in high school. But all this isn't gonna matter because we're gonna grow older and we're gonna do things that even we never imagined that we're gonna do for ourselves. We're gonna set a new path for ourselves. We're gonna grow up with people that we never thought we grew up with. We're gonna meet new people, drop old people. We're gonna form new alliances, new relationships in our lives. And the old ones are gonna be there, but they're not gonna be as close because unfortunately what you position you are in your life right now, what you are and where you're at, is the exact person that you need in your life. Like, for instance, your best friend, your childhood best friend, you will always be best friends. But if you are in a place where you're in college and you're doing this and you're doing that, and she is in another space where she's doing this and she's doing that, your priorities will never align because you're in two different spaces in your life. So doesn't mean that you should go hating on this person because your priorities are different. No, it's just you're different. You're gonna always be there for each other, but you are gonna have people who are closer to you because they are in the same space as you are. Easy. That's why a lot of relationships don't work out, because they're not in the same space as you are. You need to find people that are in your same space so that you can both relate to each other and you can rely on each other and you can be able to be heard and seen by them. Just because I say be alone doesn't mean I say just stay in your room cooped up and not do anything. No, absolutely not. But you need to find like-minded people like you. No, don't push away the old people in your life that made you who you are now, because they're always going to be important. But you need to find like-minded people that will understand your current situation and give you clarity when you need it the most, because the old people in your life are not going to understand because they're not at the exact level that you are. You're in another phase and they are too, so it's not always going to mesh. But when you do find these people, hold them tight, because honestly, some of these people can be seasonal, and then when it's time for them to go, when their job is done, they will leave. And when they leave, don't be offended. Just take it as it is, because that is life. Life will have people who come in and go out of your life. Even your best friend that you thought that you would live the rest of your old age together, you could live 12 years and out of nowhere you separate, and it is gut-wrenching. Trust me, because I've had so many relationships that have not worked out. But you just have to take the L and move on. Unfortunately, it's life, it's tough, and it's bitter, but it is what it is. So after all that, I took the 75 challenge and I turned it into my personal goal setting. Like, I set goals for myself. I promised myself the challenge, like, if you are doing the challenge now or you're planning to do the challenge, you know the rules. You know, work out twice a day, eat super clean, read a book, take progress pictures, drink 4 liters of water, and also do something. I forgot what the thing is, but there's something else I've just forgotten. But I've tried my best to do as much of these things as I can, but as I said before, I'm a student. My life does not revolve around all these things all the time. I'm not always gonna have the time to do all these things, and I'm trying my best to see that I accomplish as much as I can so that when I end this challenge, I can leave it better than when I started. So I started with a mindset that, oh my god, I want to be skinny, and I had the wrong idea of my health and my goals at the time. But I'm taking a lot from this challenge, and inshallah, when I end this challenge, which is very soon, I am going to sit down and talk in depth about everything I learned and everything that I am going through with the challenge, and also how this has empowered me and made me feel stronger than I've ever felt in my entire life, because I have been through a lot. Every day on the 75 challenge is a new thing, and it's like eye-opening for me, honestly. Even though some days are a repetition, it's still very interesting to see how my body morphed and adapted to understanding the pressures and also working out at a certain critical stage. I will share the entire thing on another podcast when I finish the 75-day challenge, inshallah. But yeah, so I just wanted to sit down and rant and talk about how I've been feeling and how everything has impacted on me. Even though this isn't the entire full story, this is what I feel comfortable enough sharing. And I really believe that you would take some of my advice, and not advice, but my words, and use it for good, I hope, inshallah. But this is honestly all I have to say for the Journey of My Deen podcast. I'm really tired, honestly. Like, I'm starting to see stars. Is that even, like, legal? But thank you guys so much for listening to the Journey to My Deen podcast. If you are listening to this podcast in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, wherever it is, have a lovely, wonderful rest of your day. And also, I want to give a very, very, very big shout out to Palestine. Not shout out, but please, please, please put Palestine, Sudan, Lebanon in your prayers, because they are going through a lot, and they have been going through a lot for a year and a few months now, and it's a horrible situation to be going through. But inshallah, they will be seen out of this. So boycott as much as you can, because it is still real. The fight is still real, and it is still on. Boycott as much as you can, and most importantly, always have them in your prayers, because this could happen to anybody, but this is happening to them. So pray as much as you can, and inshallah, they will see the end of this nightmare. Thank you guys so, so, so much for listening to the Journey to My Deen podcast, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Assalamu alaikum.